Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur, B'siyata D'Shmaya. And Rambam, Hilchos Malachim 5:4. In the previous shiur, we saw the yisod that's machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. According to Rashi, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you kill the Zayin Amamin. That's Midin Melchemes Kibush Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, it is a Mulchemes Mitzvah is Midin Hacharim Tacharime. The Rashi doesn't hold Hacharim Tacharim as a Mulchemes Mitzvah. The Rambam does. And that we explained. The Yisod of the Machlokes, that according to Rashi, it's a din on every gavra. It's a din on every individual. And Memela is not, it's not an inyan of Mulchama. Hachorim tacharime. Whereas according to the Ram, it's a Mulchama, it's Kili Ha'am. And the Harigas Yachid is a Loisase. If a Yachid comes into one's hands and he doesn't kill him, he's over in a Loisase. But that's only when it comes to the say, but the Asay is Kili Ha'am, it's a war. Anyway, that was the Yisod HaDvarim that we saw in the previous year. And now we are going to go weiter, Yirtzeh Hashem. And again, this is all based on the Torah B'Meinu V'Rabbeinu, Ga'onu Zeinu, Moran, Rosh HaYeshiva, L'Shmo L'Zichro Tavis Nefesh Rav Man Zatzal. This we can add to the kasha of Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tov Chof Hei and his Chedushim on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam omit what we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin, Amr Aleph, Machlekes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva and Mises Machshefa? Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns in Gzeir HaShavar and Lezachai Kol Neshama, Malahalon B'Saif, Afkan B'Saif. So he learns from the, that Mises Machshefa is B'Saif. From the Mises Zayin Amimin. So you see, Mises Ayin Amimin is Besayif. Why did the Rambam not bring this Lahaloch Ayin Sham? B'divrei HaMinchas Chinuch. So based on what we said, it would appear that in Hariga B'Mulchama, it's not Shayich at all a din, what type of Misa. Any type of Misa you kill is the correct Misa when it comes to Hariga. And to discuss Misa as Sayif is only Shayich in the Lav of Lo Sechaye, which is going on, according to the Rambam, as we saw, Harigas HaYichidim. And there, since it's not a mitzvah, it's only a losase, it's pashat that if the person is killed, shaloa yidei sayif, he's not going to be over on the losase, because what's the losase? Sosav losase is losachaya, and he wasn't mechaya. He killed him, so how can he be over on losachaya kol neshama? He's not around anymore. If it was an ase, you have to do it properly, but it's a losase, you can't say you were over on losachaya kol neshama if you weren't mechaya him. So, it's not an assay. It's only a lois assay. The assay is war. It's not shaykh and war to talk about how to kill somebody, any type of misa. And the lois assay is lois achaya kol neshama. You can't say that you're over on the lois assay, kisof, so if you weren't machaya the person. So you're machayim the yisod apasuk of lois achaya. Only if it's you're told to do it in a say. But here, the Loisei is Loisei Chaya. You weren't Mechaya. Veloisei say Lekel Shlo Yavro Loisei Asei. Veloi Mitzvah Al Asiya. Asiya, it's Shai Chachi of Asiya B'Saif. But here it's a Loisei say, not to keep Malat, to let him be alive. And he's not alive. So it must be that it says Saif, it's like Rabbeinu discusses, maybe we had Shirim on this. We've been going through the Hilchos Malachim, so we're in Perikei. So maybe we got to this here and there. We skipped a little bit, so maybe we didn't. I don't remember. I'm sorry. But the Chelek Aleph of Malenu Sefer in Perikei Mahalacha Ches, there he explains that the Geder of Misas Sayif is Misas Kilui. It's not a Misas Onish. It's just destroying. It's just getting rid of. That's the Geder of Misas Sayif, which he discusses there at length. And Bivadai, that's the Geder of Mises Zayin Amimim. It's not some sort of positive way of how to kill. It's just Kilui. It's just annihilating them. And based on what Rabbeinu explained there, every Mises Milchama is Sayiftik, because the point is Kilui, not how you do it, just getting rid of them. And since we learn Machshefim Gzereshav Mizayin Amimin, you learn that it's a Mises Kilui Shehu B'Sayif. Now, by Zayin Amimin, it's not Lomishkachas Le Din Sayif B'Frat, because it's a Milchama, you get rid of them in any way, any which way. And it's a lois to say, so you can't say you're over if you don't do it in that specific way. And in other words, as far as the essay goes, the milchama, so that's any which way. And as far as the lois to say goes, the self, you weren't machai the person. It's not shaykh that you're over on a lois to say. It's only a mitzvah and asiyah is shaykh asiyah b'chiyuv. But here it's not shaykh asiyah b'chiyuv. So what does it mean that it's b'sayif? It means it's a din of kilui. That getting rid of them. That's the din, that you can't not get rid of them. So that's the din saif, din kilui. And that's why the Rambam omitted it, because it's not really a din saif, because if you do it another way, you're not over on the losa say. Because again, an asiyah b'chiyuv is only shaykh of tzanaseh. But not you can't be over on the losa say if it says loy sechai and you weren't mechayah. So, what is Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama telling you? What is the Gemara learning Zereshav that it's B'Sayif? It means Mises Kilui. That's the Geder of Saif. And Remeli, you learn from there to, we have Zereshava from the Shiva Amimin to a Machshefa. There it's Saif Mamish. By Machshefa, it's Saif Mamish. Because there's it says Machshefa loisechaya. There, it's also a loisechay. So maybe the pshat would then be that it's also there. It's also saying it's a mises kilui. That it's not a mises einish. The gather isn't an onish. The gather is just annihilating, getting rid of. So that's why the Rambam omitted it. So when it comes to Machshefa loisechaya, there it's saif, here it's saif. So in the end, the Rambam paskins that Machshefa gets skila. But the point is, we're learning, according to, that's Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Yossi Aglili is learning that it's Saif, because he's saying that it's a Mises Kilui. Again, this is what Rabbeinu discussed. If you want to see it inside, you could see it at length in the Ber Miriam and Chelek Aleph on page 9. The point is that it's a Mises Kili, but when it's Mises Zayin Amimin, the answer the Menchus Chinos Kasha, the reason the Rambam omitted it, the Mises Zayin Amimin is B'Saif, because the Geder of Saif is Kili. And it's not Shaykh over here, because it's a Loisase. So therefore you can't say you're over if you don't kill him with a Saif, because so you weren't Machayah. And if it was a mitzvah asiyah, there it's a chiyuv asiyah b'saif, but here's not a mitzvah asiyah. So therefore, saif means the gather of mises kilui, it's not a mises einish. And that's the gather of the mises zayin amimin. And that's, b'chol z'mocham, it's like that, it's a gather of kilui. And you learn machshef gzer shem zayin amimin, so you learn mises kilui, shehu b'saif, even though b'zayin amimin, lo mishkachas le, din saif. But the point is that it's a Mises Kilui. It's telling us the gather of the Misa of the Machshefa. It's not begather Onesh, it's begather Kilui. And therefore the Rambam omitted it. However, the Rashi learns that Dibur HaMaskel Malahalan, that it's a Chiyuv Saif Mamish. So he writes from Sicha Nogve, Ke Yisrael Lefi Charev. See, it's Mamish's sword. And why? Because the Rashi holds that it's a Chiyuv Harigas Yechidim. And therefore it's Shai Chiyuv Misa, Shal Misa Saif, because it's a Chiyuv Yechidim. And therefore, if that's what it means, when it says Hachareim Tacharimeng, so it's the gather of this war is Yechidim. And since the gather of the war is Yechidim, meaning it's not a gather of war, it's a gather of yechidim. That's the hacharim tacharim em, and umela, it's besayif. It's not the Mises Kilui of Milchama, like according to the Rambam, which means not literally saif, but according to Rashi, it's literally saif, because it's chiyuv harigas yechid and bechiyuv. It says hacharim tacharime. So therefore, according to Rashi, it's kipshuto Mises saif, kishar chai b'mises. However, it's difficult to explain this in the Sifri and Parashat Shoftim, Dvar and Perakov Pasuk Tazayim, Lesachai Kol Nesham, it says they're besayif, so it's mashma, that it's a din besayif mamish. And not merely a misa of kilui. So, and that's not like we're saying. Here it's mamish. In the Gemara, it says leisachaya kol neshama. So it's going on the loisa say. So mamela, you can say it's not bechiyub to do it specifically this way. As long as you're not mechayim, you're not over. And it's telling us a misa of kilui. But here it's mashma that it's mamish leisachaya kol neshama b'sayif. That it's that's the proper way to do it. That's the way you have to do it literally. Besayif. So it's mashma de dina katani shu besayif. So how's it shayich din sayif ladas harambam? According to the Rambam, it's a din milchama. Milchama is any way you can do it. Any way you get rid of them. And the idea of sayif is just telling us. The reason the Gemara says saif, it's telling us the gather advarim, just getting rid of them, it's a kilui, because you're destroying the nation. But it's not kipshuto adin saif. And in the Sifri, it's mashma, it's kipshuto adin saif. So we can say that it's totally in the machlokas between Rav Yudim and Rav Shimon that we mentioned the previous year in Saita Daf Lamed Vov. According to Rav Shimon, he holds there's no chiyuv nechutz laretz, so it's not mistaber that it's a din ba'am. Shim yechelko b'chutz laretz, So according to Reb Shimon, that there's no chiyuv in chutz laretz, it's not mistaber that it's a din in the nation, because if part of the them are in chutz laretz, is he not chayiv to kill those who are in Eretz Yisrael, even though he's not going to be killing the entire nation? And also mitzad ha'am, there's no nafkamina where they are. So according to Reb Shimon, it's a din al yechidim sheberetz Yisrael. It's not a din in the am. If it was a din in the am, then how can you say that it's that there's no chiyuv in chutz laretz? In other words, if it's a chiyuv on the am, then he's going to have to kill them wherever they are. Because he has to try to kill as many of the nation as possible. But Reb Shimon holds no chiyuv in chutz laretz. There should be no nafkamina where they are if it's a din in the am. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a din al yechidim sheberetz Yisrael. So that's Shitas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds no chiyuv in chutz laretz. Because it's not a din on the am. If it was a din on the am, it would be chayv and chutz laretz also. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Yehuda, hu chiyuv kilui ha'am. And therefore, it doesn't matter where they are. And you're chayv l'chaloisim wherever they are. Well, Rabbi Shimon amnam shay chiyuv sayach l'das Rashi. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you could talk about a chiyuv sayach. That's what we said pshat and Rashi is. And that's Reb Shimon also. It's a chiyuv saif because it's din on the Yechidim. That's how the Yechidim have to do it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a din on the am. According to Reb Shimon, it's a din on Yechidim. That explains why it's not in chutz laretz. Because if it was a din on the am, it wouldn't matter where they were. You'd have to kill them wherever they were. But that's Reb Shimon. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a din on the am. Therefore, you attack have to kill them wherever they are. But according to Reb Shimon, it's a din on the Yechidim, and therefore it's not Shaykh and Chutz Laretz. If it's a din on the Yechidim, oh, then it's Shaykh to have a Chi of Saif. And like we saw in Rashi, and Stam Sifri is Reb Shimon. So this Sifri that says Besaif is Reb Shimon. Ein Sanhedrin, Pei Vav, Ve'od. So we see that according to Reb Shimon, it's taka din saif. It's a din on the yechidim. It's not a din milcham. It's a din milcham. It's not a din saif. But it's a din on the yechidim, and that's Reb Shimon. The Rambam is so same as mashma yuchayi bimin chutz laretz. As we were medayik from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos in the first year. And sorry, it's the Maram Shikal Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So he doesn't hold that it's a din saif because he holds a din milchama. However you get rid of them, get rid of them. Maybe Rashi holds like Reb Shimon. I am Bedvar, Bereish Parshas Kisetze, Parshas Shoftim Perek Chav Pasuk Yed Aleph. He says, the rabbis Kenayim Shebesoicho, in other words, Reb Shimon. Rashi says, the beginning of Kisetze, Kisetze la Melchama, Melchames Reshus HaKosef Medaber. Because in Melchames Eretz Yisrael, you don't say Veshavisa Shivya. Melchames Eretz Yisrael, then... They take no captives. It says Lo Sechai Kol Neshama. So it says V'Shavisa Shivyo the rabbis Kenanim Shebesoicha. So it's talking about in Chutz Laretz, he allowed them to live, even though they're Mishiva HaUmois. So which sheet does that? That's Reb Shimon. So again, Rashi is going with Reb Shimon, but the Rambam is going with Reb Yehuda. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, it's Taka Misa Sayif. Yayin b'sefer b'ris Moshe on the smag leisim emtes. He writes Stamus nisin desaita. Daflamid beis is mashmik Reb Shimon. That's why Rashi paskins like him. And with this, we could be miyashiv Rashi at the beginning of Sanhedrin, that we only find the milchemes mitzvah by kibush Yehoshua, whereas in the Mishnah saita memdal aramid beis, he writes milchemes mitzvah kegoin milchemes Yehoshua. He doesn't write ela milchemes Yehoshua like in Sanhedrin beis amid aleph. So that's lechayra stira. So based on what we said, the Mishnah of Sota is even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Mishnah of Sota Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Uledidei Gam Milchemes Zayin Amimin is a Milchemes Mitzvah. That's why the Rambam says only Kegoin Milchemes Yeshua, but it would also include Milchemes Zayin Amimin. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why Rashi writes Kegoin. And but it could also be that it's not a kibush Eretz Yisrael. It's also Alts Mechem Zayin Amimin. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi there is going, because the Mishnah there is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. But La'alachi paskins like Reb Shimon, that it's a din of Harigas Yechidim. It's not a din Milchama. Therefore, he explains the Mishnah at the beginning of Sanhedrin, Liba de Hilchasa. Shazayin Amimin ain't a din. Below Mishkachas le Milchemes Mitzvah, Ela Milchemes Yehoshua, the kibush Eretz Yisrael. Gevaldik. So we are Miyashev Rashi. Belav Harchi, we have another way to be Miyashiv Rashi, that in Kenes HaGadola this suggests that Rashi writes, Din Milchemes Mitzvah only by Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Velo Amolek, is only in Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph. That's what it's talking about over there, having a Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph, a Bezin of 71. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That's what we're talking about, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Beis, that you need a Beis Din of 71. So there, it's only Mekibush Eretz Yisrael, not a Malik, but Linyan Milchemes Mitzvah, Ve'akol Yoitzim, that's the Mishnah in Soita, and Memdalet Amud Beis, there Rashi holds that a Malik is included. So according to that, it's very good. That he writes in Soita Kagoin, why is only Kagoin Milchemes Yehoshua? Because it includes Amalek. Because that's also Milchemes Mitzvah. But when he writes in Sanhedrin and of Beis, there he says the only type is the Kibush Yehoshua. He's talking about that's when you need a Sanhedrin. You need a Sanhedrin for Milchemes Amalek. So al kopanim, we have another way to be miyashiv Rashi. We could be miyashiv Rashi, that in one case he's talking when he says kagon milchemes Yehoshua. So that's even aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Mishnah in Sota, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's taka war, it's am, it's on the am, and Reb Shimon. But then in Sanhedrin he's going lahalacha that Rashi passes like Reb Shimon, aliba de hilchasa according to Rashi, and therefore it's a din in the yechidim, And a male of the Mechemes Zayin Amen is not going to be considered a Mechemes Mitzvah. It's not considered a Mechemes Zayin Amen. It's a din on the Yechidim. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, it's a din on the Amen. It's a war. And then we said another Rabbi Miyashev Rashi is maybe because in Sanhedrin we're just talking about when you need a Sanhedrin, and that doesn't include Amalek, but where you don't need a Sanhedrin, that's also Mechemes Mitzvah. That's in Sota, and that's where you would need a. You would include Amalek because Amalek is a Mechemes Mitzvah, so it's not about design. About design Amen, it's about Amalek. Okay. Kolpanim, we continue then with our Yisod that according to the Rambam, it's a din in it's a din milchama, and therefore it's Sayif, which is Kilui. That's the Geder Advarim. It's Kilui. It's not an Onesh. It's destruction, and we saw that it's possibly a Machlokas Tim Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon holds that there's no chiyuv in chutz laretz. It's not a din in the am, because if it was a din in the am, so why shouldn't he have to kill everybody? I said it a little bit inaccurately the first time I said it, but he should, if it's a din in the am, so he should have to kill everybody wherever they are. So why is it only in Eretz Yisrael, not in chutz laretz? He holds there's no din in chutz laretz. Why not? So it must not be a din in the am. It must be a din in the yechidim. And so it's only a din in the yechidim. And that's why it's sayif kipshuto. For Yechidim, that's the Aseh, that's the positive way of doing it with Saif. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a din in the Yechidim, it's a din in the Am, and it's a war, and war is any way you can do it. And Saif is just a sign of Kilui. Because when it comes to war, any way you can kill them, you kill them. So there's no specific positive Chiyuv Misa Saif. It's just, that's the Yisod of Saif, as the Rabbeinu discusses in Hilchos in Perak Gimel Halacha Ches. Okay, Meirai B'Rabbeisai, Mirtz Hashem. With this, we will be able to explain Shittas of a Hag. We still have a lot more to talk about. It's so exciting. So please stay tuned, and we will see continuing the flow. So we just have pages to go. It's Mamish Gevaldik, thousands and thousands more words of Torah, of insight, of Kedusha. Thank you for listening. Bezrat Hashem. Anachnu nemshich b'pam haba'a. Shalom, shalom. Todah rabah rabah she'ezantem.